rolling on a Wednesday. Good to have you here. It's the Steve Gerber Show, and the president is rolling right through NATO, steamrolling through NATO right now. In a testy exchange, he got right down to business with the Secretary General of NATO, Jens Stoltenberg. And he pressed Stoltenberg on why it is and how it is that Germany, for example, spends billions of dollars buying energy from Russia while the United States is spending billions of dollars to protect Germany from Russia. Seems like a pretty appropriate question. Putting the screws. So anyhow, this is what we expected. Donald Trump putting a lot of pressure on NATO to put their act together, saying, why is the United States spending 70% of the entire bill for NATO when other countries aren't picking up the fair share? And I think it's a fair question. But Stoltenberg was not happy about being told that Germany was totally controlled by and captive of Russia over a pipeline project. The president apparently referring to Nord Stream 2 pipeline, which would double the amount of gas Russia can send directly to Germany, skirting transit countries such as the Ukraine. The project is opposed by the United States and some European Union members. We're supposed to protect you against Russia, and yet you make the deal with Russia. Explain that, he said. But he said it can't be explained, and he's right about that. The U.S. role in NATO has been a focal point for Trump since before he was elected president. And it's a good point that he makes. Why is it that we are continually on the hook, paying for NATO, paying for the United Nations, and having people thumb their nose at us? Why are we allowing them to thumb their nose at us and telling us to pick up the bill? It's like a teenager, if you will, telling you to buy lunch, demanding that you buy lunch, and then telling you they'll talk about and do it any way they want to behave. It's a bad behavior. I applaud the president for pointing out what's wrong with a deal like that. It's the right thing to do. America needs to stand up for America more often than not. And this is just the beginning of the trip, of course. From here, the president will go to the UK. He'll make other stops along the way. And the left will go crazy saying that Donald Trump somehow is disrespectful of the NATO alliance and so on and so forth. I think they might have it backwards here. I think the NATO alliance might not have respect for the United States properly. To me, it seems to me that NATO takes the United States for granted. That we'll just pick up the bill. That we'll just defend them. That we'll do whatever they need and want and desire. We'll just, because we always have. We've always stood there. And we may have grumbled and complained or whatever, but we scribble out the check and we push it across the table and NATO's covered. And we may complain, but we send our soldiers and our aircraft and our ships and our equipment. I mean, we do it anyway. And maybe it is time for a change. And I'm not suggesting at all that we get out of NATO. I'm not suggesting at all that we've sacrificed our relationships with the UK, with France, with Germany. But I am suggesting that it's time for a reevaluation of that situation. It is clearly a time for a reevaluation of that situation because, let's be honest. We have been taken advantage of. The president is exactly right. We have been taken advantage of time and time again. And if not this president to say something, then nothing will ever get said. That's a fact. If this president doesn't say something, nothing will ever get done. Nothing will ever change. It will always be the same. We will always be picking up the bill. We will always be on the hook for it. So it's time to step up and say something. And here's the other thing. While Germany's making this deal to double its consumption of Russian oil and natural gas and energy, they should be looking to the United States. We can be supplying Germany with the energy it needs at a competitive price that wouldn't put money into the coffers of Vladimir Putin. That's the real key here. Not putting money into the coffers of Vladimir Putin as they sit there, because what Donald Trump is right about, and I'm sure this comes from Mike Pompeo and others, John Bolton and his team. If you continue to put money into the pockets of Vladimir Putin and continue to send the bill to the United States, that doesn't work. And the fact of the matter is you could make the United States stronger, which would make the NATO alliance stronger, which would make the protection of Europe stronger by buying energy from the United States or Canada. The money should be flowing back to North America and the energy flowing from North America, not from Russia. Because Russia's real goal, obviously, is to get back as many of its countries that it lost when the Soviet Union broke up. That's Vladimir Putin's goal. It always has been, to rebuild the Soviet Union to its former glory. And he wants to do it and pay for it with German, well, with Deutschmarks, but really it's, you know, to say Deutschmarks because that's what obviously was there previously. Anyhow, the president is on a tear. Back here at home, Lisa Page is going to pull the no-show today, if you didn't hear that already. Lisa Page, the former FBI lawyer, was supposed to be appearing on Capitol Hill today for secret testimony, which I don't like anyway. Why are we doing secret testimony behind closed doors? If she has something to say, if she was dishonest or did something inappropriate, put her out there in public for all to see. She's not going to show up at all now. And the president nailed it while flying over to the UN get-together. From Air Force One, he said that the FBI lovers, Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, are getting cold feet. He was right. They are getting cold feet. Not going to show at all now. Her lawyers sending a note that they're not ready and not prepared to answer the questions. And so what? You're not required to answer the questions, but you are required to show up. It seems like extra legal jeopardy for no particular payoff. I don't understand the advice from her attorneys, frankly. Because, you know, if the Judiciary Committee wanted to push this, they could have her put in jail. It won't happen because nobody's ever held accountable, not on that side of the ledger. Nobody's ever held accountable on that side. We'll keep an eye on that, but expect her to have nothing happen as a result of snubbing and blowing off. She's just blowing it off. Not going to show up at all. She's just totally blowing it off. Expect nothing to happen as a result. Interesting, isn't it? It's a Wednesday. Good to have you here. I've got a deep look at the Democrats and their plans for the beach coming up. This part of the program brought to you by the Michigan Grape and Wine Industry Council, representing over 140 wineries. You can travel to more than 140 winery tasting rooms across the Mitten, from the UP to Detroit, Union Pier to the Thumb, and everywhere in between. Go to MichiganWines.com, MichiganWines.com, and plan your visit today.